Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy Christmas Crapstravaganza to you. Yes, this is a very special edition of Scuba Radio, and I apologize in advance, because what will happen on today's show, well, could possibly get us kicked off for the rest of the year. I don't know. And, you know, that's only one show, possibly. So we might be okay in that regard, and that's why we do it at this time of year. Now, Bill, the producer, is in the studio with us today. Bill, Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
And to you, sir, and the horse you rode in on.
Yeah, Bubble Boy is also here. And, but you know, have you been good this year, Bubble Boy, you think?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, well, I think Bill's on to something there.
Yeah, we're going to find out. But, you know, the big surprise guest on today's show, and this is the one time of year, actually it's been a couple, but this will be the first time where we've allowed him to be on the show for the entire 2-hour broadcast, would be this goofy little guy who, well, now has his own theme song. Ready? Here we go. He's often passed out if he's not high. We think he has gout. He's one stinky-ass guy. Drunken Santa's coming to get down. He may seem like he's just sleeping, but no, he is always baked. He smells of puke in urine, so hold your nose for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, hide your ho-ho-ho-hos. This is your warning on Scuba Radio. Drunken Santa's coming. Drunken Santa's coming. I said Drunken Santa's coming to get down. Yeah, he's here. So you've been warned, and you can expect the worst.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay.
Good night, Cleveland.
We're going to get off that easy today.
Good
That's
night,
awesome.
Cleveland. I love you all.
Yeah. Well, Drunken Santa, welcome to the studio. This is the first time or only time this year that you're allowed to stay in for the whole 2 hours. But you're taking on a very special role on today's Scuba Radio Christmas Crabstravaganza show, because you have that sack full of
Christmas joy.
Well, gifts, I hope, is what's in there. And you are going to award the Scuba Radio crew and then some and strenuous characters that we have on the show from time to time. You're going to award them accordingly today. That is the plan.
Well, yeah, if they've all been nice.
Well, they haven't necessarily been nice, so you just give them what you feel is appropriate.
Okay, we're just going to lower the bar.
Yeah.
Everybody gets presents.
Yeah, everyone.
Everybody's a winner.
Can I start the festivities? Because I want to put you in the right mood. Which
it's your show.
Yeah, and I don't think we really have to put you in the right mood. First of all, do you enjoy the booze that you got there?
I am enjoying this.
Well, you'll like this. Let me
very much this is a gel beverage.
Here, Bubble Boy, pass this over. Bill, pass this over. Yeah,
oh,
each of
Lord.
You take your
what?
Own.
What is this?
Those are little chocolates full of booze.
Wow.
These are delightful.
Yeah, it's
These
a Christmas
are adorable.
Miracle. Isn't it?
Jim Beam.
I figured you'd like this.
And a Galliano's.
Yeah. Yeah, this so.
One. This one here is a...
What is it?
Oh.
Oh, you know what? I thought it was Bacardi, but it's not.
I would try the vodka.
Maybe you should try the Pinot Noir.
Yeah. What do you do with these? Do you just eat them?
You eat them and drink them at the same time.
Put them in your mouth and suck them?
Yeah, I think that's how it works. Absolutely. And so, yeah, that's my gift to you, Drunken Santa.
God bless you. Thank you, sir.
You could consider that a gift or a way that I'm enabling you, at least to last for a couple hours.
It's holiday.
All right. But that's not all. I got more.
What?
Look at this.
What?
Reach inside my sack. Whoa,
look at that.
Hey, look at that.
Whoa, Bill. Not that one. The other sack. Here we go.
Doritos?
Help yourself.
Damn it. He's a married man.
Help yourself to...
It is bread. It's a loaf of bread. You brought a loaf... It's popcorn!
Yeah.
Is there any sausage?
Bread and booze might have been more appropriate, but yeah, this is popcorn.
Yummy.
Different flavors, though.
That's delicious.
There's kettle corn. Cheddar cheese.
Kettles?
Who's your buddy? Who's your pal?
Caramel corn, and there's feces corn.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's what that is, actually.
I could have misread it.
You could
have. It was moving past me kind of fast.
There you go, Jimmy. Get in there and get a good one.
Where's the candy corn, Santa?
I need to just scuba radio Drunken Santa's mic. You're really loud. You don't need to eat it so much there.
There's something wrong with my microphone today.
Okay, whatever. Jeez.
Testing.
This is what happens when you bring in non-professionals.
Testies.
All right, that's enough. Stop. All right, so Drunken Santa, you're here to award all the good little boys and girl divers stuff. And maybe we'll learn a few things about some of our scuba radio staff here. First of all, I got to welcome Bill back to the fold because he's been on vacation celebrating his birthday. He's a birthday Christmas boy. Kind of the same.
Well, not really.
Kind of mashes together.
Well, some people mash it together because they're heartless bastards.
Well, what are you talking about? You're eating the popcorn I got you for your birthday and Christmas.
Was
this?
You got this for my birthday and tapioca. For Christmas.
This is birthmas for you.
Birthmas.
Yeah.
Now, would it be okay if people got you your holiday gift and your Earth Day gift? Would that be all right with you?
Yeah, because they don't usually give me anything for Earth Day.
Oh, good point. They don't usually give me crap for Christmas or my birthday, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, Merry Christmas. And
this is great radio.
Bill, we give you crap all the time.
On the
air. Okay. I apologize
in advance. In your hands, not in your mouth.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But you had fun on your cruise because you went on a cruise, right?
I did. I went on a cruise. Went to
snorkeling?
Nassau. You know what? I wanted to.
Yeah.
But it was not a great weather day when we were in Nassau.
It's been blowing a lot.
Yeah, and it was really much more expensive to go snorkeling than I wanted it to be.
What do you mean? You just jump in the water with a mask. You didn't bring a mask with you?
Oh, I did. I brought mask. I brought fins. I brought my force fins with me.
So why would it have been expensive?
Because you can't go into the beach in Nassau for free.
Really?
They charge you to go to the beach in Nassau. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because they can see you coming because you come in 10-story buildings.
Right.
They literally can see you coming in Nassau. There's no question. There were 5 cruise ships in the port when we were there.
Yeah. Well, what about Santas? Did you see any drunken Santas there on the boat? Because it is that holiday.
Imposters.
It's interesting. There were many, many, many drunk people, but most of them were not Santa Clauses. The vast majority of them were Easter bunnies. It's weird.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
it's much easier to be an Easter bunny these days.
Is it?
Then it takes chops to pull off Santa.
Yeah.
Every bunny loves some bunny sometimes.
Everybody,
he's a wise man, a wise ass.
If you say so. All right. Well, Drunken Santa, we got a few people we got to call today. Valentina, our psychic mermaid. Elisa, our mermaid.
Oh, you should call her 3 hours from now.
What do you mean? Oh, because she would be able to.
She's on the West Coast.
No, she's not. She's West Coast of Florida. She lives in Tampa area.
She came from.
She moved this past year, Bill.
Oh, that's right. I remember that story.
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
He's going to be a little slow. Everybody,
it wasn't the most exciting segment ever.
Okay,
on the
maybe it wasn't.
In Bill's defense,
this is our official Scuba Radio Christmas party or Christmas crap extravaganza. So it's going to be even worse than usual.
I would like to take a minute to point out that Bill is wearing a tiny blue sparkly hat on his head.
Yeah, what is that? Is that for
he's
the festival?
Jewish.
It's a new hat. I have a thing for hats. I wear a lot of hats. Drunken Santa, you wear hats.
That one might have been the wrong size.
But Bill, if I had a birthmark like Gorbachev, I'd wear a hat too.
Here's the thing.
Jimmy.
I have a teeny tiny head, and this hat makes me feel like I have a gigantic head.
I think it was regifted from a leprechaun. It was what it looks like to me.
Or a tiny gay cowboy.
Okay. You know, it could be that, too. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Someone named Woody, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
No.
No, that wouldn't be it, Santa. No.
That's just a joke.
All right. Has it been a good year for you, though, Santa?
Who knows?
You don't really care?
I'm here. I'm alive.
That's all it
matters.
All
we have is now.
Really?
Live for the now, man.
All right. Well, if you say so. All right. Well, are you prepared to
give thanks? We already had Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we did.
This is not Thanksgiving.
No, this is really Christmas this time.
This is Melly Kaliki Maka.
You stole Thanksgiving from a different character on this show.
Krampus.
The Grinch?
No, Krampus. We're going to get to the bottom of this here momentarily. We're going to talk
Grandpa,
to some of our
are you here?
No, that only happens once a month.
No, that's a different thing altogether. Once again, I apologize, but it's not going to get much better, so stick around at your own risk.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
This is the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza show. In the studio, Bill, the producer, Bubble Boy, and Scuba Radio's very own Drunken Santa.
Delicious popcorn.
You're enjoying the popcorn, are you?
Yes, I am.
And the booze. That's a good combination.
Mm-hmm. And the chocolate.
And the chocolate, it's chocolate full of booze, you know, so that
it's
was
a recipe
gift.
For disaster.
It could be. It could be. All right. Well, look, Santa, I know you're very busy at this time of year, and we have this movie out That's been, I don't know how well it's been doing at the theaters, but this Krampus thing, this folklore or you know, storied thing that came out of the mountains of Germany, I believe. He's like Santa's evil helper.
Jawohl.
What we should do, we should find someone that knows something about Krampus. There must be somebody somewhere that knows something about Krampus.
You know, it just so happens, via Skype, we have Peter from Aquanauts Grenada on Scuba Radio right now, who does have some German roots to him. And so he may be able to shed some light on this whole Krampus thing, as well as maybe tell us a little bit about the diving going on in Grenada right now. Peter, how are you?
And everything is great in Grenada.
Yes, Merry Krampus to you.
So you don't know about Krampus.
I don't know about Krampus. What is this thing?
Yeah, but I'm very surprised, because you know Krampus is the one guy that's always been used to scare the kids that don't listen.
Okay, so if they don't listen to Scuba Radio throughout the year, Krampus will visit them if they've been bad little divers doing such nonsense and arm, a leg, or
to
something?
Just threaten 13-year-old girls.
What? Where did 13?
Never mind.
No, it's
forget
all ages.
It. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Too soon.
Too soon. Oh boy! You know, if you're being corrected by drunken Santa, Bill.
This guy is drunk already.
Yeah.
Bill, no. There's such a thing as a line of decency. here's a line, and here's you.
It's a yellow line.
Yeah.
Oh boy!
But Krampus isn't a positive Father Christmas kind of thing where he comes and gives you toys, right?
No. Krampus is the guy who takes them away from you if you don't behave.
Yeah,
so like, Krampus if you've been bad, is like the Grinch.
Well, you should know this, Santa. He's your sidekick or something.
He's not a sidekick. He's an archenemy. Yeah. That's
no,
exactly
he's
right.
No, he's not an archenemy. He actually works with Santa.
Santa Claus. What? So they only have to make a certain number of gifts. Santa Claus drops them off, and then his pal Krampus comes behind him and takes them away. And then next year, already all stocked up.
Wait
good.
A minute. Hold the phone.
That is a sustainable business model.
Yeah, no, wait. Hold on. Peter knows the story, and obviously you
like,
don't.
It works like it's like the good cop and the bad cop. You know, Santa is supposed to be the good cop.
Yeah,
and Krampus is supposed to be the bad cop.
Right. Krampus does the things that Santa doesn't want to be, you know, have his hands on.
I'm the good cop. Hands up against the wall, feet back, and spread them.
No, you're the drunk cop.
Well, could be.
Well, Santa does enjoy his Christmas time.
Does Krampus have reindeer?
He eats them for breakfast. I think he's an ugly looking character. Just Google this. You think we're making?
He's got a sidekick. I know he's got a sidekick. They don't like talking about the sidekick.
Well, evidently.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
and he's got the horns, so he kind of looks like a reindeer.
Yes. Good point. Literally. All right. So
everybody just behave yourselves, and I will visit you instead of Krampus.
Okay, you'll keep Krampus at bay for all the good little divers.
I dropped Krampus off at the pool this morning.
Okay, that falls under TMI there, Santa, so let's just leave that one alone. All right, so how are things in Grenada, Peter, since we got you on the line? I mean, is it a Christmas spectacular going on? I mean, you guys set up Christmas lights in Grenada and the whole thing, and it's a fun time to dive the area, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, definitely it's a fun time to be here because you are probably as far away from the snow as you can get.
Yes.
The water's awesome around Christmas, and, you know, the palm trees look beautiful with those Christmas lights on. And, yeah, it's going to be a nice party. It's going to be a very busy time of the year because everybody tries to get away from the cold.
Absolutely. Including Peter. I mean, and by the way, if you want to go to Aquanauts and spend some time in Grenada, just go to aquanautsgrenada.com. But even you have to get away from your home base of operations. Not that this would be the time of year to do it, but right after Dima, you spent some time yourself diving with sharks. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. We had a little trip to the Bahamas. First, we did some diving in West Palm Beach, you know, to see the famous lemon sharks over there. And we had, like, the end of the Goliath grouper season, so which was really awesome. And from there, we went over to the Bahamas and dived with the tiger sharks, and it was just beautiful.
It was good times, for sure. And so you did Tiger Beach over in the Bahamas, and how big of the tiger sharks did you see over there? on your outing?
Yeah, the biggest one was a very pregnant Emma, which is probably by now like 15 feet.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I thought when she knocked me over with her tail.
Yes. She just whacked you accidentally, or did she,
yeah,
was she giving you a little love tap?
No, not accidentally. I think she's messing with people.
Yeah. Interesting.
She's really messing with people, trust me.
Okay.
She knows exactly what she's doing. That's an accident.
And that was all open circuit. I know you're a big-time rebreather diver.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very shallow diving, so it's really like 40, 50 feet, so you just sit there below the boat, and you know, and it's really awesome. I mean, it was really, really beautiful, and seeing these creatures, and you see all the nonsense that people talking about sharks and danger and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're just awesome creatures.
Yeah, well, we were talking last week about the fact that they're opening up the shark fishery in Florida with NOAA. I would imagine that it was a topic of a discussion on your outing too, or had you even heard about it yet?
No, I have heard about it and everything, because like one of the, I mean, I was diving with Randy Jordan up in West Palm Beach, you know, and he's one of the leading people in fighting this nonsense, which is really great. I mean, after you've seen that, what's going on there, how beautiful this is, and now they want to kill all these sharks for stupidity, it's ridiculous. So I hope really a lot of people will stand up and, you know, sign the petition for against this, etc., and hopefully we can swing, you know, NOAA around to change their mind on this, and otherwise we have to send them Santa's best friend.
Yes, yeah, it sounds like a job for Krampus.
Maybe that's a job for Krampus, you know,
needs
whatever this NOAA guy's name is, you know, we're going to send Krampus over, and he's going to deal with him.
He's going to deal with him.
We have to protect the sharks, everybody.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
There's a testimonial.
That makes me mad.
Brother.
Let's do it.
All right.
Thank you, Peter.
Yes. Yeah,
AquanautsGrenada.com.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you there, Peter.
Yes, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Bubble Boy, and yes, Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa is in the studio with us. Before we finish out this hour, we plan to connect with Valentina, our psychic mermaid, and she's going to have her encounter with Drunken Santa. I don't know if you've actually had any contact with her in the past yet. Have you, Santa?
Not that I recall.
Yes.
But she knows what it's going to be like.
She does. Because she's psychic.
Hey, baby. My cans are a little hot.
Okay.
You can give me a little less juice in the cans, baby.
Okay, you're talking about your headphones,
yeah,
I hope.
Yeah, the cans.
All right, I'm just checking. We'll see if we can adjust that accordingly. Also, via the web, we have M1.
Hot cans.
Is with us. Mark, how are you, buddy?
Greg, how you doing?
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
To you also.
Yeah, and then also Jerry the Diver Guy is connected with us via the web in the mountains of Virginia. He has agreed to provide the liquor for the Scuba Radio Crap Stravaganza show today. So I don't know if we need to make that an official sponsorship or what, Jerry, but I don't know. Feel free to comment how you see fit. What do you think?
All income's more than welcome.
Okay. All right. So I'd say that's a yes. We'll have to come up with some slug line, I guess. But
give till it hurts.
Is that what?
Give it till it pukes.
And okay.
Hurt till it gives.
And some more, and some more, and then some more. Okay. Well, so and you guys have both been good, right? And well, I mean,
oh yeah.
Sounds like Santa's a little psychic. Are you calling them on that?
They're not voting on this, are they, Greg?
Well, I don't know, but Santa seems to have some psychic abilities, and he's giving you the thumbs down.
He does not have psychic abilities.
He's Santa. He knows when you've been naughty or nice. And
he's checked it twice.
Well, he knows. These days, Bill, all I do is hack into everybody's home
network
cameras.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's smart thinking.
Yeah. You're a voyeur, is what it is.
It's not how it started, but it's how it ended up.
Okay.
See to when you're pooping.
What? No, I don't think that's how it goes. We got a Dan tip and more of this nonsense next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 217. One of the many benefits of Rebreather certification is the ability to dive without bubbles. So keep in mind, when bubbles do appear when diving with a Rebreather, there'll be no hiding the fact that you had seconds on the Mexican omelet at the breakfast buffet.
I fart in your general direction.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network, with us. And I have a question.
And let's hope I have an answer.
How long can a person dive?
What do you mean? Like an individual dive or dives in a day?
No. I mean, is there an age when it's time to hang up your regulator?
Absolutely not. There really isn't an arbitrary age. As long as you're healthy enough to do it, diving can be a lifelong activity.
But we change as we age. We slow down. Not me, of course. You know, our gear gets heavier. Maybe a few of us get a little heavier, too. But how do we keep going?
It's really all about the art of adaptation.
What does that mean?
Well, I think it means something different for everybody. Adaptation is about knowing yourself, knowing your limitations and your needs as they change over time.
Knowing what works and what doesn't.
Exactly. And the need to adapt is really not exclusive to issues associated with aging. There's not one of us that goes through life without experiencing physical changes of one kind or another. Sometimes it's due to an injury or a medical condition. Sometimes it's just time getting to us. But physical changes are part of the game.
Hence the need to know thyself.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Yes, you have to know yourself before you can know if something is wrong or what kind of adaptation may be required. For example, if you really take stock of yourself, you know what gets sore, what muscles are stronger, which ones are more susceptible to injury, you know, that sort of thing.
Got any suggestions?
Start with asking yourself, how do I feel? And really stop long enough to answer that question. Every pre-dive experience requires you to feel up to the activity before you get in the water. As part of that ritual, regular medical checkups are a really good habit, as well as regular exercise. Not just for overall fitness, but add strength training as well. Also, test yourself from time to time to ensure that you're ready for the more physical elements of diving.
Perhaps swim some laps in the pool.
That's a great way to take stock.
So let's say you take stock and determine that you need to make some changes to your usual diving routine. What kind of adaptations can you make?
Well, it may not be possible for me to answer that question completely, but there are some basic considerations that come to mind. If you're not able to, say, lift a scuba tank, ask someone for help. Let's say if a giant stride just isn't working for you anymore, try another method of entry. If you can't lift your full assembly scuba unit, or if you can't move with it on, think about donning your gear in the water. Needing to adapt isn't a problem or a reason to stop diving. It's only a problem if you let pride get in the way and refuse to do it.
How many times have I heard that one?
Probably as many times as I remind myself.
Yeah, if I had a dollar. It sounds to me like sometimes being kind to yourself and admitting you need to adjust can actually keep you diving instead of ending it.
That's a fact.
So what if you don't know how to adapt?
Remember, knowledge is power. If you find yourself facing a change that may require adaptation, learn more about it. Learn what you can do. Is it a medical condition? Learn about any symptoms that may affect your diving. Do you have to take medications? Know the possible side effects, and again, how they might affect or be affected by diving.
The medics at Dan are a good resource for that, right?
Absolutely. We answer questions about medical conditions and medications all the time. Sometimes we're able to impart all the information needed, and sometimes we're able to connect a diver with a knowledgeable medical professional who can work with them more closely. The important thing is that divers are learning what they need to know to change with the times. and we applaud and encourage that.
Oh, I like applause.
Well, I'll be sure to give the guys a heads up.
Cool. Are there any more common sense adaptations a diver can make?
Sometimes we just need to remember to take it easy and dive within our limitations. And sometimes we just need to slow down from time to time.
And sometimes we just need to slow down.
Sometimes we do. But either way, it's a good time to remember that there is no need to dive in extremes. You shouldn't feel like you have to go deep or stay as long as your profile allows. You do not have to complete a half dozen dives just because you used to. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with taking a longer surface interval between dives. Time spent topside can be just as much fun as time spent underwater.
Sounds like if you know yourself and throw a little kindness into the mix, you're on the right track.
You got it.
See? You had the answer.
I try.
You can't stop time, but it doesn't have to stop you either. Remember that change can be good, provided you're willing to change with it. So don't be stubborn. Learn the art of adaptation and keep on going. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It's the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza edition of the big show. We got Bill, the producer, in the studio. Bubble Boy, also Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa, to spread some Christmas cheer.
Merry Christmas to you and yours.
But that'll rub right off. It comes out in the wash. So don't...
That's water soluble.
Yes. And via the web, we have Jared the Diver Guy and M1. Mark is with us. So those guys are hanging with us. If that weren't enough...
And it is not.
We have brought in our psychic mermaid, Valentina. And Valentina, how are you? And welcome to the big Christmas Crap Stravaganza show. How are you?
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Happy holidays. Hey.
Yeah. Now V has been very busy lately because she's been doing a lot of readings. She's been very, very active since we hung together in edema, right?
Yeah. Very, very. I think it happens generally during the holidays because I think people want to, talk to loved ones. Although it's been a little bit of both, some of it's been just, guidance for the living. So yeah. It's a little bit of both, but yeah, I've been super busy. So, obviously that's very draining and tiring on me as well. So,
Yeah. Well, I would imagine too, are you sometimes picking up some extra work or moonlighting to assist Santa or something like that, checking up on who's been...
I'm shortening his list for him.
Hey, Valentina, if I could just ask you one favor. If you could just leave your closet light on just a little bit.
What? And the IP address for your wife.
It's dark in her room a lot.
Is that what? Santa's been.
He wants to know if she's being naughty or nice.
That's right. I have to check in.
Oh, I was like, what are you getting
now,
at?
Santa uses everyone's computer camera now to check and see if they've been naughty or nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes the lighting isn't quite there.
Yeah, leave it to Drunken Santa here, Valentina, to turn his whole thing into more of a Peeping Tom type of incident. You hear what I'm saying?
It's strictly business.
Camera's covered, so
that's why it's always black.
Well, it explains. Exactly. That explains it, of course.
It does.
Yeah. Hey, are you doing, I know you just recently relocated to the West Coast of Florida. Have you been in the water at all lately? You've been even doing any snorkeling and stuff like that? I know we talked about that a little bit last time, and you were trying to get settled first, but have you had a chance to or no?
Not yet, and from my understanding, obviously, being on this side of the coast, there's not a lot of immediate diving without going way out in the ocean, which is fine with me, but then I also heard it's kind of rougher seas now in this season, so I'm waiting to go, the water's fairly cold, too. I stuck my toes in there, so I think I may wait till spring or summer now.
Yeah.
But I'll probably go somewhere tropical soon, so I'll get some diving in somewhere tropical and then come back and really look Florida.
Santa will bring you a new wetsuit.
Really? Is that what she wants?
Well, then she won't be so cold.
I do need a new wetsuit, because I've gained 5 pounds. And even though the wetsuits are stretchy, I'm afraid to put them on because I don't think they fit anymore.
I don't know if 5 pounds is going to make or break it.
Well, and the muscle, too.
It's all muscle. Of course it's muscle.
I work out.
Yes. She works out. You've seen her, Bill.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's kind of interesting. Did you have Drunken Santa just seemed to have a psychic connection with Valentina right off the bat there and could tell that she needed a new wetsuit? That's pretty remarkable.
Maybe I was like thinking about it and he picked up on it.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
I mean, Santa, you are kind of psychic somewhat, aren't you?
Like I said, I rely heavily on technology.
Okay. So it's not necessarily any inherent skill as much as it is just... You know, your iPhone or whatever.
No, Valentina is very
it's
psychic,
an app.
Though.
It's an Santa app.
Yeah, the Santa app for that.
App.
Yeah.
Come sit on Santa's app.
Well, I was going to say, how long is it going to take you to ask our Scuba Radio psychic mermaid to sit on your lap and tell her, you know, tell you what she wants for Christmas? What else? I mean, here's you could do this psychically, Valentina, and trust me, that's much safer. You won't need any shots or anything like that after the experience as well. So would you like to, you know, hop up on Santa's lap and tell him what you want for Christmas this year? Dramatic pause.
She had to think. She had to think for a minute.
Hesitation in that one.
She went over to make sure that the camera was covered, and she
let's
came
try
back.
It again. This time, a little more enthusiasm.
Oh, brother! And we're saved by the commercial break.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Looking for the perfect present this year? Give the gift of diving. PADI is the Professional Association of Diving Instructors, and a PADI e-learning gift pass is a unique way to surprise those in your life. From honeymooners to hobby seekers, young explorers to your friends who have it all, or consider a gift pass to help family and friends get certified for upcoming trips or celebrate important milestones. Give them the gift of a lifetime. Get them their PADI. To explore your gift pass options, visit PADI.com/gift pass.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Cheer up, dude. It's Christmas.
But I saw Santa in his bathing suit, trying to catch a wave, but he tried too soon. He laughed so hard that he could barely breathe, and washed up next to me. He said, "You look naughty, but I'm sure you're nice." He was soaking wet, but he cracked a smile with a present in his hand. He said, "It's Christmas in the sand." Christmas in the sand.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the Scuba Radio Christmas Crab Extravaganza Show. Now, Valentina had to leave us. And I don't know if it was something that Drunken Santa said to her. You know, as soon as we brought up this thing about having her sit on Santa's lap.
She didn't seem like she was into it.
She didn't. So I decided we need to call in a stand-in.
Okay.
Kind of thing, maybe.
Do you know what would be best would be a standout stand-in? Do you
True.
Have a standout stand-in?
Absolutely. And she's very flexible as well because she's a yoga instructor. That would be Mermaid Elisa.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She is on the line. Elisa, how are you and Merry Christmas?
Hi, I'm great. Merry Christmas, too.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. She's like, uh-oh, yeah, what have I done?
Yeah.
Well, hey, look, it's
hey,
that time
it's either me or Krampus.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, you don't want to experience Krampus. She is from the UK. I don't know. That's not a Krampus thing, is it? That's Germany. So,
or Austria,
yeah,
really.
Yeah. So I
don't know. They have crumpets.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a crumpets in Germany.
Yeah, you know who Krampus is, though, right, Elisa, or no? Or do you?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Trust me, you don't want to know. It's bad enough that you know Scuba okay. Radio Drunken
Krampus
Santa.
Is the evil demon that comes to scare children for Christmas.
Yeah, and you keep them at you won't allow that to happen to Mermaid Elisa, though, right, Santa?
No, she's probably been good.
Yeah, oh, she has been. I mean, have you been doing any diving lately? I know you've been doing some free diving because you're also a free diving instructor, right, Elisa?
Yeah, I am, and the weather's been kind of miserable, a bit rough, so we've had a few of our sessions canceled because of that, but hopefully going scuba diving next week.
Yes.
With sharks.
Well, there you go, with sharks, of course. That would make sense. Yeah, I mean, this is a good time to go diving on the east coast of Florida, for sure, because, actually, the viz is usually pretty good this time of year, isn't
black
it?
Tips?
Well, what do you mean, black
and
tips?
And also, what about the sharks?
Well, yeah, they like the cooler weather, just like the snowbirds come down to they come down to Florida for the winter, you know? And, kind of get away from, up north stuff.
How many gills?
I don't know.
How many
gills do sharks have?
There's 6 gills or 7 gills.
You're asking too many goofy questions. You really need to focus in on Elisa
there. I thought
this
was a show about scuba diving.
Well, it is.
You would know these
but
things.
It's the Scuba Radio Christmas Crab Extravaganza edition. So it's really about, talking to folks like Elisa that we check in with periodically and find out what, they're doing at this time of year. And I don't know, maybe what do you want for Christmas when it comes to, are you just hoping to get a wetsuit like Valentina or what, Elisa? Do you have anything on your list?
What do I want for Christmas? Yeah. I don't know. I think I have everything I need.
You have everything?
I know what, she wants.
What is that?
She wants the same thing that we all want. Which is for all the sharks to be kept safe.
All the sharks to
be... That's exactly right.
We need the sharks to be protected.
Yeah.
We need to be
That's
strong advocates.
Wow, you That's are... It. You. I think you are psychic there, Drunken Santa. That's,
I just tell you what I pick up, man. It's all... I'm vibing.
Yeah, you're just picking this up even from Elisa as well, huh?
I could tell.
Yeah? Do you think she's going to do more free diving, more yoga, or scuba over the next year or so?
Yoga... And then diving.
Yeah. Okay, so she's going to be very flexible and then slide into the water.
Right. You got to yoga first and then dive.
Yeah. Are you too old for this sitting on Santa's lap thing and telling him what you want for Christmas?
Or are you too wise?
Me?
Those are the questions. Are you too smart
too
or are you
wise?
Too wise? Too wise or too old?
They're That's never too old, Bill. If you're young
I'm
at heart.
Too old.
You're never too old.
I'm
see?
I'm going to say I'm too old.
Oh, you are going to say you're too old. Just in this
I
one particular
old.
Case.
You're never too
no,
old.
No, she's not never. Old. No way. And you've been pretty active, though, lately, right? I mean, are you doing more free diving or yoga right now? What's happening?
I'm doing probably equal amounts of both. I used to teach a lot of yoga, and I don't teach so much anymore, but I want to incorporate my free diving and yoga together because they're both very closely related. So,
That's the new thing, too. I've seen some folks actually, we were talking to Peter from Aquanauts Grenada, and Gerlinda, his better half, actually did an underwater yoga class that they started in Grenada. Is that something you've been dabbling in, too, or kind of heard about and want to pursue?
Yeah, we were actually talking, when I worked for Divers Direct, we were talking about doing a scuba and yoga specialty.
Yeah. And that works basically, you go down underwater on scuba, and then you what? Strike the doggy down pose or something?
Downward dog fish.
Downward dog.
There would be a few poses, I think, that you could do, but I think it would be pretty tricky. But bit of a laugh, you know?
What position would you recommend for Drunken Santa if you were to participate?
The pretzel.
I don't think that's a technically...
The cheeky monkey.
What was it?
Corpse pose.
The corpse pose.
Oh, I can do that. Hold on.
Do that for radio, Bill.
Oh, God, Bill. Oh, please,
yeah.
No.
You just lie on the floor.
That reminds me of my days in prison.
That reminds me of you every other Saturday when we're doing the radio show, passed out in front of the studio there, Drunken Santa. You look just like that. Little did I know you were actually doing yoga.
Naps are good for you.
Is that what it is?
Free yogurt.
Oh, brother. All right. Well, hey. I'll tell you what, I think the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza show is living up to its name right about now.
Extravaganza part?
Yes.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, he's correcting us accordingly. All right.
Yeah.
But we got another hour of it regardless. So stick around.
Wow.
Oh, good.
At your own risk. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.